This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Kwanzaa once again, everyone, for this day of Nia, the fifth day of Kwanzaa. Our very special guest is professor and chair of Department of Africana Studies at Cal State Long Beach, chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaii Organizations, executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaii Institute of Pan-African Studies. He's co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance. He's also the author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including Kawaii and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, Selections from the Husiya, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Introduction to Black Studies, 4th edition, Odu Ifa, the Ethical Teachings. He's the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Nsate entitled Maulana Karenga, an Intellectual Portrait. He is currently working on a major publication, The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. Yes, but he is here this week in his capacity as the creator of the Pan-African cultural holiday Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba, the Seven Principles, and author of the authoritative text entitled Kwanzaa, a Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. Once again, joining us, Dr. Maulana Karenga. Habari gani?
Nia. Habari gani? It's so good to be back again. Samela, thanks for this opportunity and exchange. So today we focus on Nia in the context of our annual theme this year, which is celebrating Kwanzaa in difficult and demanding times, lifting up the light that lasts. And so we're today lifting up the lasting light of Nia. Let us then light the candle and lift up the lasting light of Nia, purpose, right? This principle calls on us to, quote, make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. It is a call to greatness by doing good in and for each other and the world. And what we have to realize is ask ourselves, what is it that makes greatness? We have to look and see that it's not about simply science and math and technology. It's important to recognize that we are great through service and doing good in the world. So the Husiya says, the wise are known by their wisdom, but the great are known by their good deeds. In the best of African tradition, then, ethical tradition, greatness does not lie in material wealth. It does not lie in military might. It does not lie in scientific or technological knowledge. But what you do with all of that, it is by the good we do with what we have. This teaching instructs us to move beyond the idol worship of wealth, technology, and science to question and answer of how do we put these in the service of the masses of our people who need them most. It is what I've said about Nana, Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune. She says knowledge is a prime need of the hour, but people will want to know, what are you doing with that knowledge? What will you do with that knowledge? And she says, it's up to us who know to discover the dawn and then share it with our youth and the masses of our people who need it most. In a word, we are compelled to ask in all we do, how does it benefit our people and the world who need it? So it just says to us, always, always do good for the world. We know people and call them great by the good they have done for the world. Whether it's our religious leaders, our political leaders, our professionals, we always ask, what have they done for us and the world? That is why Dr. Martin Luther King says everybody can be great, because what? Everybody can serve. Right. And so we are obligated to strive each day to do good and to live a life of service. For in this practice, we follow the path of the great ones before us who gave their lives so we could live fuller, freer, and more meaningful ones. Minister Malcolm X, teaches on offering one's life as a testimony of some social value. He was a noble witness to us. We talk about the assassination of Malcolm, but I also talk about the martyrdom of Haji Malcolm, how he gave his life so that we could live fuller, freer, and more meaningful ones. He could have stayed in Africa or the Middle East and lived at a high level of life. But he returned to continue the struggle with almost certain result in death. But he says, I wanted my life to be a testimony, a witness of some social value.
Right.
And Dr. Mary McLeod-Bethune taught us that we must so live our life that at the end, we are able to stand tall on the platform of service, even when we lie down. So we must live our lives so that even lying down at the end of our lives, we're able to stand tall on the platform of service. And again, the principle of Nia evokes that noble and bedrock teaching found in the Odu Ifa, that we as humans are divinely chosen to bring good into the world, and that this is the fundamental mission and meaning of human life. But it is important to remember that even as we are chosen, we must choose. Indeed, if we are divinely chosen, and that's I want to just say this is a beautiful contribution from African culture. This is the only sacred text I know where all humans are chosen. Not just one, but all humans are chosen. And they're chosen not over and against anyone, but chosen with everyone to do what? To bring good into the world and not let any good be lost. And so whether you are a judge or a journalist, whether you're a student or a teacher, whether you're a farmer or a pharmacist, whether you're a doctor or a lawyer, you're a preacher or a press agent, you are chosen to bring good in the world. And we're chosen, I repeat, not over and against anyone or any other people. We're chosen with all other peoples of the world to create, increase, and sustain good in the world. This, then, is the moral meaning of our life, the choosing of good over evil, justice over injustice, freedom over oppression, self-determination over imposition, imitation or domination. We choose self-determination over imposition, over imitation, and over domination. And we choose peace over war, peace for the good of the world.
Yes.
Thus the Odu Ifa said, speak truth, do justice, be kind, and do not do evil.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here it is important to remember the wise are known by their wisdom, but the great are known by their good deed. This teaching of the Hosea parallels and reinforcing the Odu Ifa again saying, what you do, do good and do it with joy. For this, again, is the fundamental mission and meaning of human life.
Yes.
Let us do good then in and for the world. Let us be exalted by the good we do, the good that heaven and history have chosen us to do. And even as we're chosen, I repeat, let's choose to be chosen, not over and against any people, but chosen with all other people to create, increase, and sustain good. And I repeat, in choosing, let us choose life over death, justice over injustice, freedom over oppression, self-inflicted or imposed, right? We have to choose freedom over oppression, whether it is self-inflicted or imposed, because sometimes we have to struggle against ourselves, against that in us, which is in contradiction to our values and the choice we made to be the best of what we are. This is so important for us to understand. And Nana Emeka Cabral said, that is what struggle is, turning our weaknesses into strength. The two struggles we always wage. Haji Malcolm used to teach this, the internal struggle and the external. And all of our ancestors taught this, but I raise him up because he has a word for it, of course, GI. And it's an internal struggle against doing injustice to yourself. The nation taught, the messenger of Muhammad and Haji Malcolm taught, that sometimes we're greatly unjust to ourselves. We don't recognize the dignity and divinity, which is our inheritance, right? We don't recognize it. And we don't do it because of the dominant society, which has definitional domination. It defines reality. And one of the greatest powers in the world is a power to define reality, make others accept it, even when it's to their disadvantage and contributes to their oppression. That's definitional domination. And they have it even more so with technology, defining what is good, what is bad, what is ugly, what is beautiful, what is right, what is wrong, who they hate and who they love, right? And so we have to define reality for our own self. And that means struggling against that in us, which is in contradiction to our value, our best value, and the choice we made. We say all the time, we are American by habit and African by choice. We got to choose to be African every day. We wake up American, we can sing an American song without even thinking about it. It's on the TV. There they are. They tell you what standard to have, what to dress, how to do everything, right? So you have to ask yourself, are you being self-determination when you practice self-determination, when you follow this? Or should you back up and say, I define my life. I live my life in dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and work-preserving way, regardless of what is taught out there. And so here is the more meaning of our life, to choose to do good and to do good in the world and to do it not only for ourselves, but for each other, humanity and the world, always stressing African and human good and the well-being of the world and all in it. Therefore, the Odu tells us that when it is our turn to take responsibility for the world, we should do good for the world. Indeed, it said, doing good worldwide is the best expression of character. I repeat, doing good worldwide, the sacred text says, doing good worldwide is the best expression of character. For surely everyone deserves and has a right to the good and common goods of and in the world. Let me close again by saying, grounded in these seven principles and practices, we actually can build a new future. Weather the worst of winters, dispersed and dry away the darkness that seeks to envelop us. And we lift up the light that lasts of shared and inclusive good in the world. Indeed, if we read and believe in the sacred narratives, the written and oral and living practice texts of our ancestors, Nana Howard Thurman, Nana Gwen Groves, Nana Nanny Barrett, as well as our people as a whole, we are assured that there is no winter, people, we cannot weather. No storm we cannot ride out and remain intact. No whirlwind we cannot conduct our blooming in. And no impossible situation that will enfeeble or falsify our claim that we as a people specialize in the holy impossible. So continue the struggle, keep the faith, and hold the line. It is our Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
We light the next green candle today for Nia, purpose. And as Dr. Karinga said, we have more to offer than just our regular routines. I know he won't mind me lifting up a dear colleague and comrade of ours, Nana Kwajo Boafo I, Reverend Willie Wilson.
Yes.
He preaches a sermon, y'all, about being on the hamster wheel. Sometimes we go to bed early to get up early to go to have breakfast early, to go to work early, to get off work early, to go home early, to go to bed early, and then we start all over again. Our life has more purpose than that. We must do and serve good and make everything we do be of goodness worldwide for all. And so we're thankful for that. That is our purpose. What is our purpose? Let us take today to think about our purpose collectively as a people, as human beings, and know our worth, know how divine each of us actually is, and to see that divinity in each and every other human being we encounter. We appreciate this day of Nia purpose. Habari Ghani, I'm late saying this in the week, but I want to just remind everyone, in case you're wondering, Habari Ghani literally means, what's the news? What's up? What's the good word? What's going on? And that's the Greek we give. And it teaches us to then know the principle. So for each day, say Habari Ghani, and then the response is the principle of the day. So when you see one another today, we say Habari Ghani, and the response is Nia purpose. And that keeps our consciousness attuned and pricked and focused with that third eye. And so we're so thankful once again for Dr. Karinga. He'll be back with us again tomorrow for Kuumba Creativity. Happy Kwanzaa, everyone.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.